So you have this community that is starting to form in the late 60s, early 70s, and then that community goes public in a very big way. Esquire magazine in October of 1971, with a cover entirely unrelated to phone phreaking, did an article. A guy named Ron Rosenbaum wrote an article called Secrets of Little Blue Box, a story so incredible it may even make you feel sorry for the phone company. And what's interesting about this is it was actually billed as fiction, but it clearly wasn't fiction. And in fact, that's because it wasn't fiction. But it was so well written and so interesting, and it made this fundamentally geeky, nerdy thing seem so cool that I don't know how many phone freaks I've talked to. I said, how did you get started in freaking? Oh, there was this article in this magazine, Esquire. And they don't remember the cover, but they remember, this article.
I am still free.
Put your hands on
off me.
Wow.
Gotta go pee pee.
So, Mark.
So, buttons on your coat.
What is it that you're going to share with us today?
I ain't gonna pee pee in my pants tonight. There's a very hilarious YouTube video of a family of singers looking like they're a Christian family singing Christian songs.
Yes.
And they have this young son. How old do you think he is?
It was a girl. It wasn't
a
son.
It was a girl? Really? It looks like a boy. Anyway, it sounds like a boy.
It might have been a boy. Okay. It might have
anyway,
been.
Are you saying that Elvis impersonators have to be men?
Does a very good singing like an like Elvis, but kind of dances like Michael Jackson more or something.
Okay.
And does a singing and dancing routine for the song the whole family is singing is I Ain't Gonna Pee Pee in My Pants Tonight.
Yeah, it was like some Broadway thing where like all these people were dancing on a stage.
I don't think that has been part of a Broadway show yet.
I have no idea
yet.
Why.
No, it hasn't.
I have no idea why. That's
I think that's
still,
yeah, that is pretty yeah. funny.
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're good. You're loud. So.
Okay.
Greetings, everyone. This is Wes, and you're listening to Slurpcast.
And this is not Mark.
And I'm the world-famous Mark Bernay. And Slurpcast is a show where we're supposed to go to restaurants and slurp our food, but right now we're under the dome in the shopping center in downtown San Francisco.
We've been here before.
And we've also done shows from...
We have a
from...
little bit of food to slurp, though. We can make slurping noises a little bit.
Yeah.
We've done a fortune cookie and some drink.
We've done Slurpcasts here before under the dome in the Westfield Mall.
I haven't checked in yet. Okay, anyway.
You know what I say to that?
What? I check in the three places now.
Where did we get our food tonight?
Where did we get our food today?
Yes.
Do we actually want to admit where we got our food today? Because I'll tell you right now, I'm not a big fan of admitting where we ate food.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
Just one of the cheap mall restaurants, basically.
It was one of the worst places you could have Chinese food.
I would say that's probably from a garbage can.
Yeah, okay. There are worse places. We went to Panda Express. And I'm probably going to suffer the consequences later.
In an express way?
It moves through you fast. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Much like the Shinkansen, moving away from a reactor on fire.
Wow. Mark, myself, and Baba Rob get together once a week to talk about the week's tech news and share our opinions on items that catch our fancy. Bob takes a more... I was going to say astrological point of view. He sort of
Asshole-logical.
Yeah. Bob likes to look at science, physics, and the stars, and kind of looks at things that are related to space and things like that.
Space.
These are the voyages.
By the way.
Yes.
I think very recently it was not only William Shatner's birthday.
Yeah.
He's now 80 years old.
Did you know?
And it was also Speak Like William Shatner Day.
Hey, these are the voyages of
we've
the starship.
Got to do the show.
Well, what's weird is that he just had a TV show on the air. He doesn't look anything remotely that old.
Well, I've got some. I've got something interesting to share. Hmm. He actually did the wake up. Radio broadcast for the space shuttle, for the engineers in the space shuttle recently. And he did actually quote the intro to Star Trek.
The original series,
yes. Yeah, as Captain Kirk, which goes against every single grain and hair follicle on that man's body.
Why?
Because he has had a very serious problem being Captain Kirk as he got older. And so when the Star Trek conventions started, many of the people who were in the original show would go to the conventions and, like, you know, glorify their role and their character in Star Trek, whereas William Shatner did not. He had
would say, like, get a life, go kiss a girl.
Exactly.
Who cares what the combination of the secret device that erased people from history from the Mirror Mirror episode, etc.
Nice. So yeah, he was very much against that. So it's cool that he did that. I thought that was neat. And what else?
Oh, but he just recently had the show Shit My Dad Said.
But has he been doing that?
It's off the air. It hasn't been on for about 2 or 3 weeks now.
Okay.
I didn't read any news articles about it being taken off, but they just haven't done a new one. But he definitely did not look 80 in that show. That's weird.
Yeah, he looks pretty good.
Yeah,
he does. So people would
did
like.
Did you know? That the original studio that broadcast Star Trek was Desilu Productions, the same people that brought you the Lucille Ball show, Lucy and Ricky. They were the only ones to take a chance with Gene Roddenberry. Take a chance on Spock.
Wow, that rhymes with Elizabeth Taylor Schlock. Passed away.
Yes, finally.
She was...
That's not
it was
nice.
Her fourth death.
Wow. Her fourth death.
To go along with her 7 marriages, 14 births, and 16 midlife crises.
She has lived a very fruitful and dynamic life.
Long.
Yes.
I saw an article with pictures of all 8 husbands or 7 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the couple of them I'd never even heard of.
Really? Like she didn't want to broadcast
it? Yeah, the latest ones aren't. They just weren't famous
publicly.
People or anything.
Yeah.
Well,
she did it for their schlong.
I think the most interesting that she ever did.
It was a schlong thing.
No, it was like, I don't think so.
Oh, I'm marrying that.
You really want to go there?
I did. I just went there. There are no bars hold with me.
I hope you don't do a Gilbert Gottfried on the tsunami-type joke thing.
I would not go there. I don't want to go there because that's kind of like, you know, distasteful. But talking about schlongs,
is
that's
it
fine.
Too soon? Is it too soon? Yeah, it's too soon.
All right, anyway.
She was married to Richard Burton, what, 3 times?
Really?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, wow.
At least twice, I'm not sure.
I don't...
3 or 4.
Jeez.
Do you want to see the list? The Daily Today has pictures of all of them.
But, I mean...
Well, she actually died quite young. I mean, not quite young, but she died at, 74?
She lived an early shifted life because of her starring role in National Velvet.
Yeah. Okay.
She was only 13.
Huh.
And she became a worldwide star. But we're talking about Elizabeth Taylor. But actually, that goes along with the show because what's really, really old... was new, and she was renewing herself throughout
several
her
times.
Life. So it actually does apply, just not to technology.
She's like Madonna.
Right.
Oh, she was way before Madonna.
I know, but Madonna has renewed herself a couple of times.
The misquote that I saw in the press was that Elizabeth Taylor invented celebrity, because she didn't.
No.
There were many people before her who did the whole celebrity thing, you know, comeback tour, that kind of thing.
I thought you said Winnie the Pooh invented
that I think
celebrity.
Who did before her was Houdini.
That's interesting.
True. He was a huge PR whore.
Yeah, but people before him actually invented
Speaking
celebrityism.
Celebratoryism. Somebody young, even though she was old, Lucille Young, was the oldest living assistant of Houdini, and she passed away today.
Huh.
Google had a picture of Houdini on their main page today, and it was to celebrate her passing away. She was 103.
Wow.
And who is she? I didn't hear you. Sorry.
I can't remember her first name, but her last name was either DeYoung or Young. Huh. I think it was Lucille, but she had a very interesting life. Aside from being Houdini's assistant, she had a book written about her life that was then filmed called Dancing on a Dime. And she was famous for a couple other things. Okay. She worked as a machinist or some kind of role during World War II.
Wow, okay.
She welded stuff like Rosie the Riveter. But fascinating life. Look it up.
Cool.
But that's also what was old, what was new.
Yeah.
So those are two segues for you. Now, jump in with your stories, guys.
Okay. I'm going to let Mark go.
For that, I don't have anything for that, really.
I mean, that's going to be hard to...
So maybe an article that online news has overtaken paper news and now has a higher percentage.
Who says that?
I don't know. Engadget.
Okay.
It must be true if Engadget says it.
Oh, okay.
It,
well, if Engadget says it, yeah.
And speaking of news, I guess we have all the weirdness of the New York Times is... The New York Times is putting up a paywall, which everyone's criticizing because it's too weird and expensive and complicated. But if you want access to the New York Times on the web, you can for free read 20 stories, but it'll have cookies that count the number of stories you read.
So you have to re-register if you want to
go
back?
You just have to erase your cookies, you know. And people already have bookmarklets that will erase the cookies for you and start over again.
Well, that's an ongoing problem with the internet, isn't it? How do you make money if you're a media outlet?
Right.
So your point was there was comment that the paywall that they just set up was too complicated, right?
Yeah, well, partly because they have the thing on the web. Let's say web only. I'll get to devices in a second because it makes it even more complicated. Mm-hmm. Web only, you get 20 articles from their website. But if you enter their website because you saw a link on Twitter or Facebook, then there's no limit. But if you enter their website through some other source, then the limit still applies. Okay?
And so then, depending on the portal you enter?
Yeah. And then for devices, if you buy a web subscription, you know, at some certain price, you can buy a web subscription. I think that's also good for phones. But not for pads. For pads, you have to spend more money. But if you have any kind of print subscription whatsoever, then all electronic is free. And print subscriptions are cheaper than the cheapest electronic one. Because you can buy a weekend only or a Sunday only or something for about $13 or $14 a month.
What do you think of that business model?
If you get the print copy with electronic free, it's cheaper than buying the electronic alone, and you just kind of throw the print copy away. So it's just very bizarre what they're doing, besides the fact that people are figuring out how to cheat on it already.
Well, who else do we know that has had a failure or a success with a web business model lately? Fox or Rupert Murdoch tried to have one with...
MySpace?
Some online magazine or
something.
Yeah,
well, The Daily, they're doing it right now with The Daily, which is
in
an
London.
iPad only. I think people are buying that. I bought it.
Is it only in London, or can you get it here? The Daily's here, totally.
No, it's national. Yes, yeah. United
well,
States.
Well, no,
yeah.
But I meant it's based in Britain.
Yeah. Is that why the quality of it is better than American stuff?
No, that's what the quality is worse.
No, The Daily has actually seen pretty good quality.
I thought,
Mark likes it because stories are short.
I thought tabloid journalism actually started in England.
That's true. Yeah, I think that is absolutely true, yeah. No, The Daily is not a tabloid, though. I mean, it's mainly real news. It does have a little bit of gossip stuff. It's mainly your news stories and stuff.
I can barely hear you guys.
Yeah.
Get closer.
Yeah, if you get closer.
Yeah, we're okay.
Can I think this cable back?
We're recording it just fine.
The recorder
fine.
Will hear us just fine because we all have microphones in front of our mouths.
Yeah.
We just don't hear each other.
Speaking
that
of
well.
London, I think I have to be like David Lean and lean into the conversation.
Wow.
Okay, yeah.
I'm sorry, that was a very obscure.
So let's get into some news.
Narrator pun.
Let's get into some news art heckles.
Okay.
Let me see if I can figure out how to look at only my starred items. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
I am using an Android now to track my stories. Not an iPad.
Wait, your battery's still alive?
Yeah, I'm actually...
Oh, you have the charger plugged in somewhere?
I was going to talk about it. Yeah, I did. I actually... Yeah. I've only got maybe 10 minutes left of that. Okay.
Right.
No, I got a full charge here.
Okay.
So one of the things that we're seeing now is we're seeing the Apple Store employees, who I've been talking to off and on, tell me that the actual iPad orders or the actual number of available units available in the stores has begun to improve, meaning that the trickling of people buying iPads every single day has started to slow down, and it's starting to ease up.
I was listening to some asshole on some webcast.
Right.
He was just going on and on and on.
You're being a jerk right now, aren't you?
I'm being a jerk to myself.
Oh, okay.
Wait, no, that doesn't sound right.
So you're being a recursive jerk.
Yes.
Or a self-joined jerk.
Let's just stop there.
Wow.
Right.
We are in a circle.
Yes.
But keep going.
I said stop.
All right, keep going.
Okay.
Keep going. Go ahead.
I think we should talk. Yeah. Like William Shatner.
Yes.
Damn it, Jim.
Damn it, Wes. I'm a blogger, not an a-hole.
Go ahead.
Well?
Go ahead.
There I go again.
Well, but I know someone,
there
though.
There you go again.
I know someone, though, who went to the Apple Store.
He went to the Apple Store?
No, he went to the Apple Store in Emeryville and bought one yesterday. But there were a bunch of people lined up who claimed they line up every day just hoping to get one.
Right.
And they didn't really have that many because there's the 18 different models.
Did you tell him to get a job?
He has a job, actually.
No, the people who line up every single day.
He said they're buying it for resale. Everyone was buying two of them, and they look like the kind of people who are just going to resell them and not really use them.
That makes
My
sense.
Point being that I listened to our show when I predicted that everyone and their grandmother would buy an iPad 2.
Right.
And I came across as a complete dweeb.
No, you didn't.
But I was correct. I just said it too many times. So for our one or two listeners out there, I apologize.
You had an asshole tinge about your tone, but you were not a dweeb.
Right.
You were fine. That's
you
okay.
You were correct, yeah.
And you were actually correct. Mark is right.
Yeah. So even I though could he, be a fact checker, but I shouldn't run for office.
Even though he's not going to pee the bed tonight.
I'm very happy about that. I'm even happier that I'm not sharing the bed.
I'm indifferent about the whole thing. It's neither here nor there.
It's over in his house.
That's what
Speaking
I'm saying.
Of that, how's my battery life doing? Mine's okay. So I just did a jailbreak thing that potentially is using battery, but it seems okay.
Okay.
I have this thing where I can bring up a map and just flick over one more screen, and there's a map.
Wow, that's cool. Let's move on to the next story, which is related to that first story, which is that AT&T has a steep climb ahead to get FCC approval of the T-Mobile purchase.
True. I thought that was a done deal.
Yeah, we all kind of thought that was, and the media was talking about it like it was a done deal.
Well, no, just between the two companies, they haven't even begun to get regulatory approval yet.
Really?
But I didn't even know the FCC had a spine.
Yeah, no, they can because of antitrust stuff. There'll be a lot of...
I know, but they've let huge things go through that shouldn't have before.
Yeah.
It depends on how much money you pay them.
I know, and AT&T certainly is good at...
Mark pays them?
No. I'm just saying that they have a history of not caring about anything that relates to the consumer.
That's true.
So, do you think it's going to be a situation where they're going to see that as like a big monopoly?
Well...
Or is it just... Because they're both GSM-based, and so therefore the purchase makes sense.
Although their frequencies are all different, though. They really are not compatible.
Okay.
They're both GSM-based.
T-Mobile has 1900 and 900 megahertz as their two main frequencies. I'm not sure what AT&T has.
Yeah, AT&T is mainly still using the low frequencies that used to be popular 10 years ago before all the digital stuff. They're still using those frequencies as their main ones.
I'm just sad because T-Mobile is actually a decent company.
Right.
Fairly non-evil. They've never had much of a decent signal.
What are you doing, Wes?
Wes, would you put squeezing Mark's balls?
I know.
I'm not squeezing his balls. I'm actually helping the microphone.
Well, that's what it looks like from here.
I'm sorry for squeezing the ball on your microphone.
Can I slurp on my fortune cookie now?
You can't. No. That's not appropriate at this time.
Turn.
Okay.
Okay, anyway. No, but see,
I hope you can edit that part out.
I hope I can edit that part out.
No, but many, many, many years ago, when phone stuff was pretty much still a monopoly, the Bell system was claiming that cellular, that's mobile phones, this may have been before cellular, they were claiming that mobile phones should be a monopoly because it's much more efficient. Right now, the way we're doing things, every cellular system puts up its own set of towers everywhere, which is very inefficient.
That sounds a lot like PG&E saying everything is safe.
Right.
Or the Japanese Atomic Energy Agency saying, no, it's okay.
No, but it is true that
they did that.
One monopoly for cellular phones would be more efficient. They might raise the price too much. There may be other reasons not to do it. But it is kind of efficient.
I have a statement to say back to that to them.
Yeah.
But it's too indiscreet for this show.
Indiscreet?
So anyway, I'm just saying if AT&T and T-Mobile merge and their towers are similar enough except for the frequencies, they could probably merge them and make every tower work for their systems.
Yeah, I think that's what it should be. GSM based.
Yeah, it should be a good thing.
But the problem is that, like I was saying, I had T-Mobile for a long time, and they're actually a decent company. They're pretty non-evil, but AT&T is chaotic evil.
Yeah,
I think both Verizon and AT&T are evil.
Well, I would agree with that, but Verizon is more predictably evil and not like evil just for evil's sake.
Right.
And I get the idea that some parts of AT&T are just evil to be evil.
I won't argue that. I mean, I'd like to, but I think you're right. I mean, I got the shaft, from AT&T when they charged me $400 because they put me on a different plan without asking me. Now that nowadays that's illegal, and I've talked about it before on the show, so I won't go into details, but I came to the end of my two-year contract. They put me on a different plan. I got this outrageous bill, and that was that. So that's why I don't like AT&T.
Okay.
All right. So what are we saying? Are we saying that basically it's so okay for them to buy it, and we're agreeing that that should happen, or are we saying that that shouldn't happen?
No, I'm saying a monopoly would be more efficient, but if it's regulated to keep the prices low.
Okay.
The trouble is there's absolutely no regulation on cellular prices. So if a monopoly forms, they can start raising the prices and lower caps and all that stuff. You know,
okay.
So it's not really a good thing at this point, I don't think.
All right.
I have a couple stories, but I forgot my piece of paper, so I'm just going to have to go when I remember here. But I did want to bring up a story about a guy who claimed to have hacked into some hospital database or something like that. But it's not important where he hacked into, but he posted a YouTube video of himself putting in the like OZ how to crack passwords CD into his computer.
Okay.
And then the FBI saw the video and then arrested him and charged him with like 110 months in jail. And it's like he claims to be a security expert, but apparently he's no expert in, like, logical thought.
Right. Right. He didn't realize that somebody's filming him.
Did you see that article?
No. That's funny.
Huh.
I don't remember the full details of the article, but I guess I'm saying things like YouTube and Facebook have opened up new portals for complete idiots to fill. So, that's one story that I had.
It's interesting.
Did I ever do the Visual 6502 simulator?
Has your iPad 2, has it been freezing at all?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Everything's been running just flawless.
It drops out of apps drop sometimes.
It drops out of what? Oh, it just suddenly closed?
Yeah.
Like you hit the power button or something?
Yeah.
Well, one of the articles that I'm looking at is that users are reporting freezing issues with FaceTime.
I haven't tried FaceTime yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
On my iPad 1, when I first got it, I was one of the first in line to get the iPad.
Okay.
And when I got the iPad, I did have a hardware problem with mine where if I went to go play video of any kind, there were certain, it would play for a certain period of time, and then all of a sudden the whole thing would crash.
Yeah. And they actually gave an exchange on that, right?
Yeah, but I had to actually kind of argue
like
a little
software.
Bit.
That really seemed like it should be
they,
software.
They claimed it was software, but when I tried it on other devices, they all played the video, the same video, just fine without crashing at all.
I had problems with video, but it really was software. And it related to jailbreak stuff, I think.
Did you just, like, was it fixed by doing a restore?
No, just with later versions of iOS, it just kind of fixed itself after a while.
Okay.
But see, this one, that this iPad 2 that's crashing, it's not jailbroken, but I did a restore from a jailbroken system.
Okay.
So maybe there's residual problems with it.
Probably. Yeah.
Sure.
Huh.
So it might be, that's why I'm not really sure whether it's just standard bugs I've always been blaming on jailbreak, but it turns out there really are bugs anyway.
Okay.
Or whether it's the restored system, but
there was another story about a guy in the army. I think he was not deployed in Afghanistan or Iraq. I think he was here, but he was in a plane, you know, in the jump zone, and his
He dropped an iPhone.
He dropped his iPhone like a mile.
Yeah.
And it survived.
Because I sent out an email to people with Android phones saying, can your Android phone do this?
You know, that's pretty good.
It's complete luck.
You were one of the people I sent it to.
Did
no one ever looks at my email. Apparently.
I do, actually,
No,
Mark.
He never reads his email.
No, yeah. I do. I do read my email.
No,
it's just
don't.
Not work email.
I sent you an email at 2:45 today.
Okay, but that was...
And at 4:45, I had to call you to see if we're still going to be doing this today.
Right. Well, I was volunteering.
Yeah.
I was.
That was good of you. I
was. Yeah.
But still...
Well,
you never read your email.
No, but I get so much email.
Email. Yeah. Hey, you do.
I do. But I could set up filters.
People, honestly, he does get a lot of email. So it's not like your typical pointy-headed boss
never
reads their email.
A majority of it are from systems, automatic, systems that I have to support. Anyway.
I'm just making fun of you.
That's fine. That's fine. Go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
But anyway, Mark, I thought you'd get a kick out of that because you're always trying to claim superiority.
See, that's absolutely not typical because iPhone 4 is just dropping on a concrete floor.
Well, isn't it obvious what happened? The angel of Steve Jobs caught the phone.
Yeah, I know, or something like that.
Used it to make a couple calls on the way down.
So it was an iPhone 4?
Yeah.
It was a
Which is really surprising because they're very fragile,
you're saying it did not crack?
Right.
No, it had some kind of case protecting it, and it also hit a bush. In this case, it was probably a burning bush because Steve Jobs has a direct connection to God.
Well, if it fell, you know, horizontally all the way down, there's probably enough wind resistance to keep it falling up.
No, I think it was falling like Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah.
On a rock, and right before the rock hit the ground, he jumped up to increase his momentum off the rock.
Or maybe
to
maybe
zero, and so then he landed with very little momentum on the ground.
Maybe he wasn't looking around.
That's
didn't
Acme physics for you.
No, but maybe he didn't realize it was falling, because you know you don't really fall in cartoons until you realize you're falling. So maybe it fell partway down and didn't open its eyes, so it didn't.
I think Steve was using it to call other angels.
So now that we're seeing a lot of other devices support iPad and iPhone and iPod-like features, such as Android, we're starting to see cars and third-party systems incorporate applications. Like, I bought a printer that has... that has application support.
Right. But Android? Or?
Elon Musk mentioned in an upcoming... some kind of a conference called Clean Tech about the Model S that's coming up.
The Model S Tesla.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
It's going to have applications in the dash.
Like what?
Sure what kind of applications, but there was some conversation. There was
a charger for my car, please.
No, there was a conversation about a port of Angry Birds. Like, that's going to be something you want to play while driving 125 miles down the freeway.
Sure.
Don't we have enough distractions already?
Right. What was the quote? I saw a really funny quote today about that.
I have a picture of it. Do you want to see what it looks like?
Sure.
Oh, but wait, it's an Android. I can't expand. I'm kidding. That's what the dash looks like.
That's funny.
Yeah.
There's people who put iPads in dashes.
Right.
It looks just like that, actually.
You could hang an iPad, too, over, you know, in your dash.
Right.
Just by the magnets alone.
Yeah. It's not that strong. It is true. You can hang it by the magnets, but it's not really that strong.
Hmm.
But I want to know, I saw an article today about the compass. Since the iPad 2 has a compass built in,
right.
How does that possibly work with all those magnets around? Because it actually does seem to work okay.
Oh, I see what you mean. Maybe they actually calibrate it so it takes the actual magnets into account.
I know, but its compass is actually more accurate than the iPhone's compass.
That I don't know. You're right. That is a very good point.
You know,
what about the gyroscope? What about the gyroscope?
They have them, yeah.
I know, they have the gyroscope.
There's a theory that the males of most primate species have bigger noses because, at least the ones that are hunters and gatherers, have actual higher concentrations of iron in our noses so we can actually tell direction better.
Okay, right.
But I think the women that I know would claim, well, that's great, but what about part of your brain that tells you where you shouldn't go?
I think, Mark, the answer to your question is that there's magic smoke inside
Steve,
the iPad 2.
Here's little pieces. Maybe Steve breaks off cells. Every iPad 2 has one cell of Steve.
Actually, you mentioned something last week that I wanted to go further with because I've read a few articles about it.
Just don't let the magic smoke out.
You're saying that they think that birds have something in their brains that can feel electromagnetic waves.
And
can navigate by those.
Stuff, yeah.
Is there any truth to that?
Everyone claims that, but what I don't understand is how does that give you longitude? That would give you latitude, but how would that give you longitude?
Hmm.
You know, that would give you latitude and direction.
Well,
but longitude requires time basis.
I think if they were male birds, they would go on and on and on about certain topics, so they would have at length experience, so I don't know if that's longitude.
Wow.
No, if they're males,
that was a really weak joke.
That was good.
But no, if they're males, they would just get lost.
It was for the birds. The angry birds.
Yeah. No, if they're males, they would just get lost and not worry about it or something.
Yeah, and never ask directions. Yeah.
Right. Which is why they have to mate.
So they should only look in the females to see if they see where the sensors are. The males probably don't have them, right? What's that joke I saw today? I saw something very funny about Angry Birds today.
So do you guys know why the iPad 2 Wi-Fi model only records better than the ones with 3G?
The audio records better?
Yes, the microphone records better.
No clue.
Do you want to know why?
Because the 3G interferes or something? Or?
Well, yeah, kind of. It's the placement of the microphone, which is at the top of the iPad 2.
Right.
Happens to be where the antenna is on the 3G models.
I see.
And the Wi-Fi ones don't have the antenna.
Yeah,
and there's
seems
to be interference in the antenna that causes
maybe just the placement of it or something.
Yeah, but there are people who are saying that the various different models, the CDMA versus the GSM models, record. Everybody agrees it's worse than the Wi-Fi only, but people are saying that the GSM one sounds a little better than the CDMA one.
Let me take a guess. That's because of GSM noise. There's a cellular causes interference.
Yes.
So they have to filter it out. Maybe they have filters in the sound system to filter out.
Possibly.
The GSM noise frequencies.
Okay.
Total guess off the top of my head.
I don't think the article says that. It just acknowledges that there is a difference in quality.
No, but I'm the world famous Mark Bernay. I can make up stuff like that.
I'm sorry, Mark. Okay. So, I apologize.
I say I never read that. I just made it up.
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
But it kind of
makes
sense.
We all believe what Mark says.
It's better.
Because Mark. because in a world where Mark Bernay
is world famous.
He is worldly famous.
Yeah.
That makes him a celebrity.
He was in an Esquire article.
Mark Bernay
that
owns,
went around the world.
Mark Bernay owns websites.
Really?
Ooh.
You
Mark
have
Bernay
an Apache server in your brain?
No, I have a Windows. I do own or run a server, but a Windows server.
But does it run from your brain itself?
No.
Yes, it does. If you think about him controlling it, the idea originates in his brain, and it goes down through his hands and to the keyboard, which he controls the server.
But he doesn't have a transmitter in his brain.
I just have this random thing on the screen.
What in the world?
Hold on.
Okay, so the show is going down the hill.
No, I was just looking at my screen.
And Mark said the word
fuck. I did not. I just have
Yes, you did. You said I fucked up.
Oh. No, I have a sample newspaper.
That's not
on
the
here.
Word for that's
it
the
says,
verb.
Do bats
fuck.
Kill
oh, I'm
debating
sorry.
Wood versus aluminum?
What?
That's right here on my
the
screen.
Hell?
I don't know. It's on the screen.
What is it?
And Dubat's, you just said hell.
Dubat's
I did.
Kill debating wood versus aluminum. I have no idea what that's all about.
Oh, that's baseball bats.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a picture of a guy holding two baseball bats.
Okay.
I did say hell, and I said off before that. So, off.
But you misquoted Mark.
I didn't misquote
he
Mark.
He used the verb, and you used the noun.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
My bad.
You cuffed up.
I did. I fucked up.
There I go again.
So what should I segue to? I have different articles.
Let's see.
Nothing segueable particularly.
I got a question to pose to both of you guys.
Okay.
We can do a roundtable again like we did before. Okay. I think it may be the same question I've asked in previous shows. Are you guys using any technologies that you think right now could be a whole lot better? And if so... describe it in terms of a company that might be able to be formed. Like, could somebody take an idea that you have and build a company around it?
If I had an idea like that, I wouldn't give it out publicly right now. Actually,
why I'm asking.
Yeah. I have ideas like that.
But see, Bob
several times a day
thinking like that.
Okay.
That's why I think we're all very much like a part of the show. Is that we all kind of have these ideas and we have opinions about technology.
Right.
And we think every once in a while something amazing that we could probably profit from. But as Mark said, mentioning that on this show would be giving away free money.
Right.
I think there's a different reason we haven't made money on these ideas. Is that we're busy doing other things.
True. We have given our self-guidance to another company other than ourselves.
Companies.
Huh?
Yeah. Companies.
Companies. The leader is no longer me. It is somebody above me.
Yes.
Okay.
So, any ideas?
Nothing I'd
no?
mind about publicly right now, no.
Okay.
Nothing very much anyway, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I think there should be some technology that on a smartphone will make a web page more readable right away based on how far away my eyes are.
Okay.
That would require some kind of sonar chip in the phone.
Well, you know, like
face recognition.
That's actually good.
Just the front-facing camera with face recognition.
Yeah.
You know what? That's an awesome idea. Like, you know how the pinch and zoom is already there on the iPad, too, but now that there's a camera there, just have the camera scan for your face, and, like, depending on where the...
That's
an awesome idea.
Right.
And I think you just gave away money.
If it could scan your face to see how old you are, and if you're looking at a porn page, it would just automatically shut it down or convert that page to a random Archie's comic.
A random Archie's comic? Right.
Okay.
That's good. That is good.
That's funny.
Somebody
so
put that
I
kid
just
in
give
a tree.
Away a billion
right
dollar
there,
idea?
Right behind you. That bush.
Okay.
They're stuffing a child in the bush.
Is that legal?
Yes, it is legal, and I support that wholeheartedly.
Okay.
We should stuff more children in bushes.
Excuse me, sir, can you borrow your daughter?
I think we should stuff more bushes in Iraq where they started a war.
Wow. Right. I think we already had enough bushes in Iraq.
They haven't been stuffed in the right places for actual justice to happen.
How about the bushes that were in Iraq should be stuffed?
No.
Oh.
They should be kept alive for justice to happen.
Right.
Okay. All right, how much more time do we have?
You like that idea?
What? Yeah, I love the idea. I think it's awesome.
Okay, so now it's copyrighted because I've talked about it.
Exactly.
Actually, wait a second. I can segue from that.
Okay.
Okay.
Because Lenovo and some other inventor have built a prototype of an eye-controlled laptop that looks at your eyes and sees what you're looking at.
Okay.
And moves the mouse pointer automatically based on what you're looking at.
Yeah, I read about that technology a couple of years ago. There's some kind of glasses that could track your retina, but...
They do that for advertising studies and stuff, and for web design studies and things
like
that.
Like the article a couple shows ago, we talked about how there are interactive wall-based advertisements in China that will watch what you look at in the ad and change up based on what you react to.
Hmm.
That's pretty scary, which actually leads to another article that I just read, that China, the government, the big brother in China, is actually monitoring cell phone calls, and if you use the word protest, they will cut off the phone call mid-sentence.
In America?
No. In China.
I was going to say.
So... That's an example of something that I think is almost even worse than George Orwell's 1984.
But it's just kind of stupid because he just changed the word. Just have a code word to use instead.
You could call it Hostess Ding Dong.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But then let's start cutting off that word, too.
Om nom nom.
Yeah.
Om nom nom.
I'm not going to do the Wayne's World joke.
N-O-M.
Apparently, you can't use Facebook in China.
Om nom. What?
I never heard that Facebook was restricted there before, but someone told me that someone who's spending some time in China claims that you can't use Facebook or a lot of websites there.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure you can get around it, though. I mean, you can get around the blocking.
Yeah, people do, but it's hard. They have to know IP addresses of proxy servers in the United States and stuff, but it's not that easy to do. Yeah. He claims that most Chinese people either don't know they're being filtered or don't care or don't know how to get around it.
Well, that's the scary part, right?
Yeah.
People living in Libya or North Korea,
they don't
really
know.
Don't know a lot about what's going on in the outside world. I mean, Muammar had his little green book that had all kinds of his crazy theories in it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Can we just talk about Libya for a second?
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
What the hell are we doing bombing Libya?
Well, because a week ago, everyone was saying, look at all the horror. Why do we have such a wishy-washy president who's not doing anything? Oh. And as soon as he does something, everyone's saying, why didn't he consult Congress? He could be impeached for that. It's unconstitutional. That's why we're in Libya.
Oh, thank you for that explanation.
He did break it down.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But
can he breakdance? Can Mark breakdance?
Only to the... I'm not going to peeping my bib tonight video.
Only to the golden oldies.
Only to that video.
He can shuffle.
Right.
And he does it quite
well. Can you mosey?
Yeah. Well, is that what it's called? Shuffling? Is that the name?
What they were doing? What that girl was doing was like more of a shuffle.
It sounds like a boy.
Okay.
Is it a girl?
I'm not sure it's a girl. It could be a boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's an it.
Right.
But
do you really want to hurt me?
Boy George Culture Club.
Right.
Awesome. Not like I'm going to sing and make and be proud of
singing
Boy George. Well, we're joking.
Yeah.
We were singing Milli Vanilli earlier today.
You were.
Right.
What's the song that goes, that?
Which?
I don't know.
There's a Milli Vanilli song where they have a sample of somebody going, that.
Oh, that one.
You remember that?
No.
Okay.
Or even that one.
You might remember that one.
You know what it is, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of that kind of humor,
yes,
and the old Groucho Marx joke, fruit flies like a banana, one of my links on the piece of paper that I lost was entitled, Fruit Flies Like a Banana, But They Think Like an Intelligent Network. Apparently there's some research going on about shortest path algorithms that involves how a fruit fly's eye synapses automatically arrange themselves based on how many reporting cells need to be clustered around a group of eye sensors to have an intelligent reporting system in their eyeballs. And so computer network specialists are now studying that free-forming structure to optimize their neural networks.
Okay.
So it's like the pixels that form their retina dynamically form to the right size based on whatever it is they need to see.
Right. I can't remember the three-letter acronym for the cells that do the reporting, but they're called like reporting cells or something like that. But the three-letter acronym is like MIO cells. But if you look up neural networks... If you look up the show, I'll give Wes the link.
Well, you can actually add those onto the site yourself.
I don't want to do work.
We're gonna. I know. Yeah, that's all right.
One of our ongoing issues is getting me to do some editing.
You like that?
I'm just a lazy
bastard. I'm nudging him. Well,
anyway,
that makes two.
Whereas Wes and I do all the work all the time. We see how fast we've been posting shows.
I was going to say that, Mark.
Yeah, I know.
So do you
but
not want
to... At least I tried to use your app.
You did.
And I can't. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'd love to help you edit the show now, but because my user ID won't work on that app anymore, you wouldn't expect me to go back to the ugly old PC and use an ugly old web browser.
Oh, I know. Well, now that you have the iPad, too, I mean, I was thinking it would be a great app for you to use. A shout-out on that, too.
But it doesn't work with Google Apps owners as a problem.
It's called, Glogger?
Glogger.
Yeah, I want to send a shout-out to the developers who may or may not be listening, because I actually talked about the show with the developer that also you spoke to.
Well, that depends if our one listener is an app developer.
Right. Yeah. And all the people at MIT that used to listen to the original show.
Right.
Anyway.
Anyway, I thought I'd segue from that Groucho Marx joke into other stuff.
Yeah. Cool.
You have one?
I don't have any more stories.
Yeah. Can I do my craps now?
We can do your craps, and I can talk about my app of the week for
Actually,
Android.
Can I make a helpful segue for Mark?
Helpful?
Sure.
Apparently in London there's a museum exhibit called Absolute Filth that talks about the activities in, literally, and around the London sewers for the last 400 years.
So this is an actual museum you can go visit or something?
Yes.
I would have gone to that when I was in London if I knew
And
about it.
Apparently it's one of the most disgusting things that a lot of people have ever seen in their life.
Okay.
But it's also fascinating.
Okay.
Because they have, apparently, the excretions of someone's stomach who had cholera back in the epidemic of 1640 or something like that.
Can we eat it and catch it?
I don't think they heated it up.
Oh, darn.
But,
that's nasty.
Can you keep it behind glass?
I think it's behind glass at least.
Dude, that's nasty.
Yeah.
But they also have, some examples of actual, people trawling the sewers.
Okay. And we do mean trawling.
Like, with a grappling hook.
Right.
And just pulling up what they can find.
Weird.
And those people have some, really weird immunities to typhus and other horrible diseases. Because, those princes of the 17th and 18th centuries who wanted to avoid poisoning, they would expose themselves to small bits of poison.
Okay.
And their immune system would then make them, impervious to it. Or, like the tick, nigh invulnerable to these diseases.
But these are like the people in the Philippines who live off the garbage?
Exactly, yes.
I see.
But apparently it's a fascinating exhibit.
My favorite museum.
Now you can transmogrify into craps.
Okay. Because London, that's true. Because London has a museum called the Steam Museum that's very good. They have real working steam machines that they saved from the steam.
Apparently there was one guy who actually figured out why the cholera epidemic was happening in London and separated some of the sewer pipes to create a better flow to the Thames. And if he hadn't, at the last minute, doubled the size of his pipes, then there would have been another cholera epidemic in London in 1960.
Interesting.
Which might have been a good thing, considering some of the bands that came over in the 60s in the British invasion of pop music.
Right.
Because some of them were really, really, really bad.
Huh.
That's just my commentary.
If you ever hear of me going to London, remind me to go see that.
Okay.
Because I would like that, actually.
I think it's happening right now.
Yeah, okay.
But since you're a globetrotter, I'm sure you can just go there the next time you're in downtown London.
Yeah, could.
He might.
Yeah. I have a serious iPhone app I haven't actually tried. Do you remember the famous YouTube videos from a while ago about the people who took a picture of themselves every day for years?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then have a video of just...
Right,
yeah.
That was cool.
Well, one of the main ones who did that is one of the sponsors of an app that makes it easy to do that yourself, where you take a picture every day, and it helps you line it perfectly to line it up with your previous pictures to build a thing like that.
Hmm.
It's called... Because the app's just called Every Day, but that's not really a crap, but... Should I use Serious Apps, or...?
Yeah, I'm going to do my Serious app.
Serious apps, what do I like?
I'm going to have to wait for you to do yours.
Okay. Well, there's a couple of chat things that are coming out that are based on... if you check in on Foursquare or Facebook, it shows you who else is here with you in the same place. but doesn't give you any way to actually communicate with them.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you'd want to, but if you did want to, it doesn't really give you a way to do that. So there's a startup going on right now called Color that everyone's talking about. Doesn't even have a product yet, but they're going to make an app that will let you chat with the people right around you. And there's another one right now called Yobongo, Y-O-B-O-N-G-O.
Mm-hmm.
It lets you chat with people around you, but that seems to be miles away. That doesn't seem to be really limited to quite around you, whereas I think Color is supposed to be very close to you.
Okay. So you could come into the Westfield Mall mm-hmm. wearing really, really bright red Adidas shorts that are
right.
two sizes too small
right.
and a really, really, really tight white under T-shirt.
Hi, guys. I'm wearing...
Undershirt.
I'm wearing...
No. And just stand around and somebody will find you and mention something about
That's
the fact that
true.
You should go back to the 1970s.
Right. Actually, I saw a joke about that. Someone's doing that from... I forgot what it was. But he said... So that's right. Some guy's going through his friend's stuff and finds his T-shirt.
Yeah,
that was famous a couple of years ago. He says, "Oh, did the 2009 called wants the shirt back?" And the other guy says, "2009 called. You did warn him about the earthquake and the tsunami, didn't you?" No. What an asshole! Why didn't? Or 2007 called or whatever.
That's
anyway,
funny.
Yeah.
All right, so my crap, or my app.
Okay.
Sirius app.
My Sirius right. app, actually. This is actually a very powerful app, okay. and it gets me wondering about the purchase of an iPad, too.
Okay.
I listen to podcasts on my
Are
iPhone.
Are you our listener?
I am the
You're,
one listener,
you're
yeah.
the one, oh, okay.
Yeah. But I manage my podcasts. I've got a lot of them. I manage them in iTunes and download them to my iPod and take it with me wherever I go and I listen to the shows. Well, with the purchase of with the new Android that I have, the Thunderbolt, I've been looking for an application that will actually download the podcasts for me through the data service.
And do it really fast before the battery runs out, huh?
Right, right. The one that I found that's actually quite powerful and lets you configure, there's like numerous configuration variables and things you can set, is called PodTrapper. So it will download the audio shows of your choice and store them on the SD card that you might have. So you don't have to take up your main memory.
Okay.
And then any media device that you have installed, you can then get to play back at a later time.
Okay.
You can also use PodTrapper to play back those podcasts as well.
Okay.
And it works quite well. You can set scheduling time, when to go and look for a new show.
Or it'll download them over the cellular?
Yes, it'll download them over the cellular or Wi-Fi.
Okay.
You can specify on for each individual show when you want it to go check for new ones.
Okay.
So that you conserve your data.
Okay.
If you have a limited amount of cell data
right.
usage, this is very helpful for having it check at only specific right. times for new shows.
Yeah.
And then the fact that it downloads it automatically in the background, it means that when you wake up and you have these new shows on your SD card,
right.
and you can then go and listen. It sort of removes my usage of iTunes completely, since you cannot do that on an iPad or iOS
sure?
device.
I'm just checking right now. There is an iTunes app on the iOS devices,
right.
which logs into the store.
They'll let you stream.
No, I can't download a podcast from this.
It will not let you download those shows and store them for later offline use.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which seems silly.
Yeah.
But this app actually works quite well. It's 6.9 or 9er, I believe, though. That's
what?
The only downside.
Yeah.
As an application. It's quite
okay.
expensive.
Okay.
The developer also has a BlackBerry version of the same application, and I found a lot of positive reviews there as well. But
That's
they both have
true.
The same
I'm,
feature set.
Look, I'm downloading them right now. That's not... This is not jailbroken or anything. I don't know if I could... Maybe I can't subscribe. Maybe I have to click on each episode I want. I'm not sure about that. But it certainly is downloading them here.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Go over...
But what I'm not sure, though, is whether... It's not playing. He's downloading it.
Yeah, it is.
But what I'm not sure, though, is whether I can subscribe to them over the air.
You know what? You might be able to now do it individually, download them.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'll automatically download them when new
possible.
Ones arrive.
That's very possible, yeah.
There was some limitation.
Okay.
I guess I spoke too soon. I remember this was not possible before.
See, Apple is wonderful. I think you're forgetting that.
I think Steve has put limitations on
right.
on us and
wait,
our usage
wait.
Of the iOS
Steve
devices.
Limit? No, it can't be true.
They'll be good for us. They'll be good limits. Like you're standing on a floor, not crashing through. That's a limit. I mean, if you were totally free, you
right?
Crash
but I didn't know Steve something. Controlled that.
He does.
Steve, in a weird way, Steve does control that.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that's it for our show.
No, I haven't done my craps. What's wrong with
you? No, you did your craps. Oh, you didn't do your craps. Okay, you've got 5 minutes to do your craps, Mark.
Hold on.
Four. Three.
Wait,
two.
You said minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
How about this one?
All right.
Wes.
Five. Four.
Have you ever sat in a meeting
three.
And want to know what the chronostratigraphy of the Norwegian basin is?
I've never actually thought about that, no.
Okay, never mind, because I mentioned there's an app for that, but never mind.
What is it?
No, it's just a geological application that shows geological formation and stuff, but only for one Norway basin, though. It doesn't do it for anywhere else.
My chronostratigraphy basin?
Yeah, C-H-R-O-N-O.
I've often thought about my chronostratigraphy basin.
I thought of one of my links that I have to bring up, but I'll wait till he's done.
Okay. How about the Jersey Shore grenade detector? Do you know what a Jersey Shore grenade is?
I actually don't know what that is.
That's from this TV show, Jersey Shore.
Right.
If you see an ugly woman, that's a grenade. If you see an ugly woman that you're so drunk you don't realize it and you take her home anyway.
Uh-huh.
Then in the morning you realize you took someone.
And that's when the grenade goes off.
That's called a grenade, yeah. So they have an app that they show a picture. Before you're in the bar, you take pictures of women and it'll tell you by analyzing their face whether they're grenades or not to warn you not to take them home.
Wow.
Now that's
as long as it works for both genders, then I'm okay with it.
I don't know.
That's awesome.
Yeah. How about the morning after app? That when you wake up in the morning and you realize that you may have been drunk last night, you may have posted a bunch of stuff to Twitter and Facebook. You tell it how many hours back, and it'll go to Facebook and Twitter and delete everything you did during those hours.
Well, that relates to last
although
week.
People will still
we
see
were talking about GPS and the app that tracks where you were and where you might have been drunk and you might have fathered illegitimate children.
Where you had sex.
Right.
Yeah.
So that would actually be a better combination. Modify the grenade program to look at women's faces and see if they're ovulating.
Right.
And then go back.
Wasn't that what it does?
And trace whether or not the people you slept with might actually be susceptible to becoming pregnant.
But you have to remember to take a picture of everyone you sleep with, right?
Well, that's up to the application.
Right, right. Okay. Anyway, then there's one called Island World. You know those real estate applications that show you what houses are for sale around you and stuff like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, this one shows you which multi-billionaire's islands are for sale around you. So if you want to buy a whole island, this shows you what's around, what's for sale, how much they are and stuff like that.
How about an app that shows you the changing size of Larry Ellison's ego?
That's true. Yeah. Then we have Carl.
Compare it with sales of any current Apple device and how they go up and down.
Okay.
Wait till MySQL comes out for the iPad.
True.
Okay.
Well, he's suing Android. You know?
I know. I heard about that. So is,
yeah, there's a lot of lawsuits going on about Android claiming that there's copyrighted.
There you go. There's another. That explains the expansion of the universe. Can't you see?
No,
with
can't.
With Steve Jobs' ego and Larry Ellison's ego growing at the same rate at the same time,
right.
The universe has to be expanding.
And then when they collide, that's the Big Bang for the next generation of
the
universe.
That's the next lotus that opens.
Is that the ozone layer issue?
But that's it the just lotus 123 that opens, because IBM is actually the Uber Lotus that spawned both Steve and Larry.
Wow.
Okay.
They just generate a lot of heat, though, right?
Yeah.
Destroying the ozone slowly.
Okay.
And that's okay. They're the reason why we've had so much rain.
If you go with the Hindu model of the universe, there's a giant lotus that's opening and closing that probably subsumes both the ego of Steve Jobs and Larry Ellison.
So how does Bill Gates fall into this?
Yeah. You know, I don't think his ego is that big.
Not anymore?
I really don't think so.
Since he left Microsoft?
His bank account is that big.
Yeah.
Right. But he's trying to give it all away, though, so it may not always
be. What about developers?
Steve Ballmer? That's true. He has a big ego, Steve Ballmer.
Yeah, okay, I gotta tell you the one link that I remembered. Okay. So, basically, there's a project going on to drill into the mantle of the planet.
Okay.
And they're doing it in the ocean because that's where the mantle is thinner.
Okay.
Okay? And the joke that came to mind is, since that's where the easy mantle is, okay, and things that are easy are, quote, Mickey Mouse things, that they're actually drilling through the Mickey mantle.
Oh, that's funny. Okay.
But they're using a drill instead of a bat.
No, but the reason they're doing it is in case the core ever stops and when the Earth's going to be destroyed, they can drill down there and start it again.
Right. And
there's a movie about that. I just saw it on TV the other day again. It's called The Core or something.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it was a really bad movie.
Yes.
Yes.
So this
that.
Was a very bad, set up for a bad joke. That's all it was.
Okay. Okay. Well, we've reached the end of the show,
but what
I'm
about
afraid.
Carl the Smoking Chick? Remember Tamagotchi's little handheld?
Tamagotchi.
Yes.
Like, remember the little handheld
I love those
toy?
Things. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And the more advanced ones that had like four characters in one device.
Well, Carl is that, but he smokes. If you're jealous of all your friends at work who get to take smoke breaks,
okay,
you can't because you don't smoke.
Uh-huh.
Well, you pull out Carl the Smoking Chick and tell it to light up for you, and it's your. So you have to go outside and hang out with the other people smoking.
I know somebody that could use this.
With their chick, yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. Carl the Smoking Chick.
Yeah.
I like that. So, anyway.
Don't go for smoking chicks.
Yeah.
I don't.
No, it's a chicken. It's a little baby chicken. It's okay.
That's hilarious.
And don't smoke.
Okay.
Right. Smoking
unless
is
you're
bad.
Very, very, very hot.
Right.
Well, then it's not something that you, like, mentally control.
No, but if you do smoke, then the fire department knows where to go.
Right.
To put you out.
Okay.
When you're really, really hot.
You know, there's only one thing that can put out a fire like that.
What?
And that ain't the fire department.
It's a bad joke, like Mickey Mantle.
Right. All right, guys. We've reached the end of the show.
Thank God.
I know. Yeah. Just want to say thank you to the listener who's listening to the show.
That's my joke.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And by the way, we need 25 fans of our Facebook page so we can get it. We can name our Facebook
page.
So
we need our one fan to go there with 25 different names.
But I'm not sure how to go there since we don't have a name for it yet. I'm not quite sure how you go there.
You can find the page on Facebook. It's actually there.
Yeah, but it has some weird number. Says
yeah, but you can search for it. You can search for Slurpcast.
So if you have an infinite amount of time and an infinite amount of typewriters and a limited amount of monkeys.
Typewriters?
Start having them type Shakespeare. And eventually, one of the pages will go into a recycling bin, get picked up by a bomb on Market Street. It'll travel to some other city. Someone bored on a smoking break or a smoking chick will pick it up, take it into their workplace, type it in, and they'll go to the
Facebook page.
Eventually,
they'll be fans of our page, and we'll get to it. Okay.
But that seems unlikely.
Right.
Yes.
So, again, the URL for our site is www.slurpcast.com.
Is it .net or .com or .org?
It's a .com.
I would never take anything else. I only take .coms. I wouldn't waste my time with anything else. People don't remember the other ones that much.
On the site that comes up, you can actually post comments and share, you know, mistakes we might have made. Call us out on it.
Can we post share?
No.
What?
Mistakes?
Yeah, we might.
Why would we make mistakes?
Okay, I might make mistakes.
Why would you do that?
Because
you're wasting everyone's time having it corrected.
Well,
why?
Because
don't make it in the first place.
I'm smart, but I'm not that smart. Mm-hmm. I'm smart enough to know that it's not a good idea to say I'm smart. Okay. So I
There's
shouldn't
so
have said
that
I was that smart.
We don't know.
Right. And being smart is recognizing there's more to know.
Or knowing when to stop asking.
And knowing that is half the battle.
Yeah. Colonel
so
O'Brien
if half the battle is over, how come most of my paycheck goes to support wars that I didn't even start?
No, half of your paycheck goes to supporting people that
just for my
aren't
Medicare
smart.
My Social Security. Doing
well, it's your smart.
Or are smart.
You so much.
It's your smarts in my pocket.
Or they're smart depending on your perspective.
Right.
Right.
If I had any perspective, would I look like this?
Nice. So thanks again for listening to the show. Thank you guys for doing the show with me. I think it's been a great 4 years.
There's something in the air tonight. My socks are tight.
Yep.
Fernando.
Can I sing my
what
song
is the
again?
ABBA theme with this? What?
Can I sing my song again?
No.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks guys.
Anyway, okay.
Say goodbye.
Bye.